fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday. It is Friday, the 25th day of August, year of Lord 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with Pledge of Allegiance, I'm proud to say. Still legal in all 50 states and territories. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Perfect tip of the day is to learn a new skill, preferably something that will help you survive hard times, whatever that might be for you. Learn a new skill. It might be cooking. It may be carpentry work. It may be plumbing work. It may be electrical work. Maybe mechanical work or painting. So learn a new skill. You'll be very glad you did. We're hoping, and we probably will have my friend Tom Berry, he'll call in the meantime. Article here published at FloridianPress.com. I say again, FloridianPress.com. Written by Chris Nelson, published yesterday, the 24th day of August. The headline is, Florida Surgeon General, quote, do not cooperate with mask mandates. The Florida Surgeon General is Dr. Joseph Lodapo, I think is how he says it, L-A-D-A-P-O, Dr. Joseph Lodapo. Here's a quote from Dr. Lodapo. What do you call reimposing mask policies that have been proven ineffective or restarting lockdowns that are known to cause harm? Posted Lodapo on X this morning. Continuing to quote, you don't call it sanity. These terrible policies only work with your cooperation. How about refusing to cooperate? Now, the Florida legislature passed legislation signed by Governor DeSantis. It's called the Prescribe Freedom legislation. And here's what it does. It permanent protections against the biomedical security state. And here's a list of 8 things it does. Actually, it has 10 here. Permanently prohibits COVID-19 mask requirements throughout the state. Next one. Permanently prohibits COVID-19 vaccine and mask requirements in all schools. Very nice. Next one. permanently prohibits COVID-19 passports in Florida. Then we have permanently prohibits employers from hiring or firing based on mRNA COVID vaccine vaccinations. Then we have prohibits discrimination based on COVID-19 vaccine status. Then we have removes two-tiered test and mask discrimination. Then we got a couple more. Protects medical professionals' freedom of speech. Then we have protects the right to disagree with the preferred narrative of the medical community. And last but not least, protects the religious views of medical professionals. Thank you, Florida. I don't believe Ron DeSantis should be president of the United States, but he's been a great governor of Florida, and I applaud him for the work he's done down there. We have a patient waiting to greet my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom began a quest more than half a century ago, a long time ago, to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the internet, with emergency communications, ham radio, and electronics in general. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, John.
Well, sir, did you see the fiasco last night of President Trump turning himself in to be fingerprinted and photographed?
No, I didn't see it. I heard about it. Haven't seen any photos, nothing, but I'm sure it won't take long for me to come across some of that.
Well, there was live coverage of his plane landing in the airport in Florida, the convoy going to the Fulton County Jail, entering the compound of the jail, leaving the compound. And then when I got back to the airport, President Trump gave a brief address of what he thought about this kangaroo court that's being convened in Fulton County, Georgia. It occurred to me while I'm watching all this, Tommy, as you know, and most of my listeners, I began my entry into the legal community as a paralegal initially in September 1972. That's half a century, or more than half a century ago, 51 years ago. And it occurred to me, watching all this, that any charges, if there were legitimate charges, should have been brought by the Florida Attorney General, not by a local prosecutor. That's what occurred to me. Anyway, Tom, President Trump will prevail. He will defeat these charges. His mugshot will become... It'll be a T-shirt. It may be the most popular T-shirt, best-selling T-shirt ever manufactured. What do you think, Tom?
Yeah, probably so. They'd sell a lot of them, that's for sure.
And have you happened to see the mugshot yet?
No, I haven't. I can only imagine.
Well, he's got a very determined, angry look on his face. The look I might expect a father to give me if I brought his daughter home 2 hours late on a Friday night date as a teenager.
I know that look.
Well, that's the look. That's the look right there. Or even worse, brought her home the next morning. I probably wouldn't get out of the car, quite frankly. But, yeah, that's the look. And... there's more rumors about the possibility of a Robert Kennedy Donald Trump ticket, which I think would be successful. By the way, I really do, and it would be a marriage of two men who share a lot of values and goals and beliefs, and several very disparate views and goals and beliefs, especially when it comes to the COVID-19 vaccinations. Just to refresh people's memory, Robert Kennedy Jr. was part of the Trump administration for 4 weeks or 8 weeks. It was about that amount of time, 1 or 2 months before he left. And so they know each other quite well. And of course, Robert Kennedy's job in the administration was to expose the absolute graft, corruption, and bizarre and dangerous behavior of the vaccine industry, which, of course, he would have done, and which he's continued doing all these years since the election took place in 2015. And Tom, these are very important matters. There's a lot of discussion pondering whether a joint Trump-Kennedy administration would bring in the New World Order. I don't know. That remains to be seen. But there are also speculation that it would take 100 million votes for Donald Trump to defeat Joe Biden. You may not be aware of this, Tom, but did you see any of the interview of Tucker Carlson interviewing Donald Trump two nights ago?
No, John, I've been so busy here, I just haven't had a chance to catch up on any of this stuff.
Well, just to lay some foundation here, both the Tucker Carlson interview and the Fox News GOP debate were aired and broadcast at the same time. The Fox GOP debate had 11 million viewers. Within 48 hours of the Tucker interview with Donald Trump being broadcast, there were more than 100 million views. No, it's over 200 million now. Excuse me, over 200 million have watched the Tucker Carlson interview with Donald Trump. There's not that many adults in this country, in case you don't know, Tom. There's not 200 million adults in this country. So we had a lot of youngsters watching this, didn't we?
Yeah, right.
Amazing. And it must scare the hell out of the... I call our opposition the Socialists, Communists, Democrats, Muslims. And that's the coalition, the Socialists, Communists, Democrats, Muslims. And let's do a segue here to Hawaii. I was listening to one of Cliff High's most recent things he put out. I'm gonna see if I can pick this up here real quick. Okay, here we go. Cliff High, if you don't subscribe to this stuff, this is an audio report published yesterday. AI-203 is some tough shit. And I got to hear about two-thirds of it. It's only 33 minutes long. And he's talking about what it takes to melt aluminum. Now, you've probably welded aluminum, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Aluminum melts, I think it's 1,203 degrees, something like that.
Right. And he mentions aluminum railings on boats out in the water, away from the fires, getting hot enough to melt aluminum. Now, the heat of a fire dissipates relatively quickly. Once you're 50 feet away from a fire, generating that much heat is almost impossible to melt aluminum, don't you think?
Well, it could happen. It's hard to say. I've seen cars that were in fires and it melted the aluminum intake manifolds on the engine. So,
well, they were in a fire. I'm talking about a boat in the water away from the fire.
Away from the fire, yeah. That's it. Was the boat itself on fire?
I don't know the details of that, but that's one of the things he mentioned in the audio report that he gave.
Yeah, and I mean, if the boat itself was on fire, it could melt some aluminum, or get it pretty soft, get it close to the melting point where it would just kind of crumble away.
And but you mentioned the aluminum oxide that builds up on the outside of the aluminum requires a much higher temperature to get past the aluminum oxide before you can melt the aluminum.
Well, that oxide layer is very thin. I don't know, John. I'd have to. Well, if the boat itself was on fire, I think the aluminum would melt.
Once again, how's a boat out in the harbor away from the fire catch on
yeah,
fire?
I'll tell you, that's a question. I wasn't there, so I don't know.
Right. That's a question that remains to be answered. But we have a reporter on the ground there in Hawaii, Teddy, the retired airline pilot, who's been giving us reports several days this week of his observations. And going to the heart of what we talk about every Friday, the first hour, we don't know yet. Maybe you're part of the ham community more than I am, Tom. Maybe you can make some inquiries with the ham community about what the ham community has been doing since this fire began to help out over there. I have no doubt that Ham Community's been helping, but I don't have any details. Do you, sir?
No, I don't, John, because I listen occasionally while I'm working if I'm close by, you know, my radio equipment. I'll listen for a while to some of these some of the networks that are on there, and just listen to what these guys are talking about. That's where I've gathered some information here and there, but I just have not had a chance. In fact, I was out right as the sun was coming up, moving some equipment around before it got too hot. And it's just, my days are long, and I have people emailing me videos all the time. If I watched all these videos, I'd get nothing done. I just can't do it. So if it's 2 minutes long, I can handle it. But otherwise, I just can't find the time right now for all this.
Well, it's called discretionary time is what it's called, and we all have different amounts of discretionary time, and yours is pretty limited, it sounds like.
Yeah, it is, for a while, you know, for a while longer, and I'll get past it, but it's just a lot of things I've got to get finished on a certain time scale, schedule, so I'm working with that. But, I haven't heard what the hams are doing out there, but I'd certainly hear them if they were on the air.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, tragedy can happen anytime, anywhere. There's no place on this planet that's safe from all natural events, which would include hurricanes, volcanoes, earthquakes, ice storms, and so forth. And we do have a report here from Teddy in Hawaii. Good morning, Teddy.
Hey, John. Good morning, Tom. Yes, thank you. Forgive me for breaking in, but I wanted to talk with Tom on there just about some of the ham radio things and kind of update you a little bit on what's happening here. I'm actually on Oahu. I'm up earlier than early this morning. I'm heading back to Maui today to join with a young man who was a firsthand survivor of the Lahaina fire, barely escaped with his life, and he's my driver today. Again, we were together last Saturday, and we're going to attempt to get to Lahaina or past Lahaina, and we're going to attempt to meet with Mr. Eric West, who's become a big celebrity with his YouTube videos. He's getting close to 1 million views a day to his videos, but just to speak to some of the major issues, those boats you were talking about, we saw pictures of them all burning out in the water, out in the harbor, not tied up to the dock. They were all burning above the water level. That just seems impossible to me. How can that possibly be? But the cars were melted. The glass was all melted out of all the cars. The heat just seemed to be incredible. And yes, the wheels, the aluminum wheels were melted. If you look carefully at these cars, you'll see this was not just any old fire, and certainly not a wildfire. And that has been the lie from the beginning. But let me just back up a minute. 8/08, August, the 8th month, the 8th day is when this happened. You look at that, that is a code, 808, the 8th day of the 8th month, just like 9/11. I mean, how can that be a coincidence that this is 808? That's our area code of our telephone here in Hawaii. Oh, it's just a coincidence. And that just, who was off the island? Just a coincidence. Josh Green, the governor, he was not here. That was a coincidence. The emergency director guy, the siren guy that forgot to turn on the siren or leave the keys to the siren, didn't turn them on. He was off island on Oahu. Takes 20 minutes to fly back. I'm going to take a 20-minute flight back. There's every hour the airline flies. He was off island, and now the fire chief was off island, we find. So again, a big question.
Hold on, we'll get back to your report after. We'll get back to your report after the break. We'll be right back, Teddy.
Thanks.
attention, freedom-loving patriots, are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Again, the Labor Day sale on energy cleaners today, it goes until midnight Labor Day, a week from Monday. That's $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. When you place your order, you pay full price. I refund the sale price manually. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, or call my toll-free order line. You don't want to give your credit card over the internet. I understand that. My toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. We have Tom Berryhill talking about emergency communications, and Teddy's giving us an update from Hawaii. What time is it in Hawaii right now, Teddy?
Right. According to my clock on my stove, it's 2:26 a.m. over here, which is fine, and I'm happy to do it. And I'm going to ask Tom about ham radio in just a second, but this is, again, proof of the reality of the need for what John and all his team are constantly saying, be prepared for the unexpected. So if I could just continue, I don't want to cover so much has been covered by many good people, but the big question is still hanging in the air, where are the children? Where are the children? All these children sent home from school during this hurricane force, gale force wind, 80 miles an hour, school is the safest place for them to be. Those are where the shelters are. They sent them home in the middle of the day to empty houses, and the parents could not get back because the roads were blocked and the fire, this hellacious, satanic fire, just consumed whole families. And now we're getting the truth, a little bit of the truth, but we cannot get an answer from the ghoulish chief of police on Maui, the Las Vegas murder overseer there. But he's also the coroner now, we find out, you know, which is completely illegal. But anyway, the question, where are the children? And he gives this evil grin and will refuse to say anything. The mayor refuses to say anything. They won't say. But they've now kind of leaked it out. He finally admitted this list of 1,100 missing people doesn't include any children. I think most people miss that. There are no children on that list. So that's up for anybody's guess. What is it? But according to the school system, there's something like 3,000 children in the public school systems in that area. Only 400 have surfaced to go to other schools, and I think another 200 to some kind of private. That's 600. That leaves 2,400 missing children. And now my wife is Israeli, and they love their children, and she keeps asking, where are the parents of the missing children? In Israel, they would be screaming day and night, where is my child? It would not stop. Right. We haven't heard one parent. So anyway, I just want to say there's 180 bodies claimed to have washed up on the beaches of Lanai.
Really?
Multiple people jumping in the ocean, an 80-mile-an-hour gale trying to escape the fire. And the friggin' fire department, I'm sorry, they said no water. They had the Pacific Ocean right there by Front Street to pump water out of. I guess they didn't want to damage their beautiful, shiny trucks. So please let me just finish. I'm going to ask Tom about what he would recommend for people to have for ham radio. The cell service is still out on the west side of Maui. I'm heading there today. I have a satellite phone I'm bringing with me. But people don't seem to appreciate satellite phones yet, but I think ham radio people or handheld devices are now critical. People need to pay attention. You need to have this kind of thing. But please let me just finish with one comment. I just have not been able to sleep because of watching Joe Biden and his clown show standing on the ashes of the dead children. And I'm just going to quote real quick chapter 4 of Genesis. And the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground, and now art thou cursed from the earth, which she hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. And I'm telling you, the blood of those children and their families and their pet dogs and everybody they love that burned to death in those cars cries out from the ground. And that's why I'm going back today, and I promise will not rest till it can help find justice for these people. And thank you, John. Thank you all for listening.
Well, we appreciate the update, and we'll look forward to updates next week, Teddy.
Thanks. God bless you. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, I hope we're getting people's attention here, Tom. Disasters can happen anywhere, anytime. Doesn't matter your location. And in normal times, ham radio is a fun hobby for the adults, a fun hobby for the children, something that homeschoolers can help their children learn electronics and soldering and mathematics and so forth. And the best way to get started online is the ARRL.org, that's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima.org website. One-stop shopping to learn everything you need to get started, isn't it, Tom?
That is a good place to start, one of the best.
Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there, over 9 gigabytes of information. For you new listeners, we're living through the worst crime in human history right now. The consequences of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. The COVID panel at my website has more than 200 articles and videos. We're posting new ones every week. Just sent another one to my webmaster earlier this morning. Including articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's now saying, not mincing his words at all, the intended purpose of the COVID vaccinations is to hurt and kill people. That's about the best authority you'll ever find on this particular topic. Also, at my website, you'll find energy cleaners. The Labor Day sale is in effect immediately. It goes until midnight Labor Day. That's a week from Monday. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. And when you place your order, you pay full price. I do the sale price refund manually. You can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa at thelibertyman.com. Or call my toll-free hotline. You don't want to give up your credit card information on the internet. A lot of people don't want to do that. Just use my toll-free airline, 800-592-9543. We have with us Tom Berryhill, who happens to be the manufacturer of the energy cleaner. And we're talking about the our favorite website to get people started so they can learn about this wonderful hobby, relatively inexpensive to get started, great for homeschoolers, a hobby that everybody from 8-year-old children to the grandparents can participate in. And Tom, as I like to say, children's toys give children the opportunity to pretend to do what adults do. In the case of ham radio, they're not pretending. They're doing the exact same activity with the same equipment, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, that's true. Everybody's on the same level as far as the ham radio operations go. So if you're on the air and you're 9 or 10 years old, you're doing the same stuff to people that are 50, 60, 70 years old and everything in between. We're all on the same level, and that's what's nice about it. It's just a great way to meet interesting people and learn a lot about communications technology and electronics in general. It's just a fantastic way to do it.
Absolutely. Well, there's a lot of bonuses at the ARRL.org website. One of them is a feature that allows you to locate the nearest ham club or clubs, plural, near where you might live. It may be a 15-minute drive, maybe an hour drive or more, but you'll find that ham club. And if you join your local ham club, your learning curve becomes a lot steeper and faster, doesn't it, Tom?
It does, because the people there are pretty well-versed in all the radio equipment and on-the-air activities and things like that, and they can help you get started and point you in the right direction. If you have questions, there'll be plenty of people there that can answer them.
That's right. Another bonus to the ham radio clubs is the following bonus. High-quality used equipment is bought and sold and traded back and forth at very reasonable prices between the club members, aren't they, Tom?
Yeah, that goes on all the time because, you know, people get started with the basic equipment, then they upgrade pretty quick as they get used to the different types of antennas and things that are out there. They set up a simple system initially, and then they want to upgrade it. So some of their other equipment becomes surplus to them, but it might be the perfect thing for the next person that's just getting started. So all you have to do is be at that ham club, put the word out, what you're looking for, what you're trying to do, or if you even have questions about what types of new equipment to purchase, just ask the questions right there, and you'll get plenty of answers and a lot of opinions, too. So you have to kind of work it all out, but there's people there that will be glad to help you.
There are. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot to learn. And it can be intimidating. There's unfamiliar, strange words and vocabulary when you first get started. But the more you attend a ham radio club, the more you study, the easier it becomes, right, Tom?
That's true. It's not too hard to get started. It's easier than ever before. And there's a lot of online simulated FCC tests so that you can take just use your computer to take a simulated test. When you start to get a passing grade each time you take another test, you're ready to go and do the real thing, and you won't have any trouble at all passing it. And that's a great way to do it, using these simulated tests. And in most cases, it will be the same ham radio club that you went to and met a lot of the people there. It'll be the same people that are administering the test or the FCC. Everything is volunteer examiner nowadays. So the FCC themselves do not administer the test, but it is the testing materials are handed out by the ham radio club people there that are certified to do that, and they will administer the testing sessions. And you'll find out right away if you passed or not. And within days, you'll have a call sign given to you, and your license is in effect, and you're ready to go. So it happens pretty quick. I think anybody can do it if they just allow a couple of nights a week a couple of hours, so say 4 or 5 hours a week in the evening, or whenever they have some spare time, to start studying and go through these simulated online testing websites. Just go through them, and then you will you'll know pretty quick when you're ready to take the actual test. And a lot of the ham clubs also have some their own seminars that they put on, and they'll have somebody there give instructions on certain topics that might be difficult to understand, but they'll break it down and make it easy to understand. And some of these things, some of the basics that you do have to learn and understand will be very helpful to getting a passing grade on that test. Although even with the basic knowledge on electronics, just the basic of basics is usually enough to get started and get your first license.
That's right. Another bonus for the homeschoolers, there's kits to build entry-level radios beginning at less than $10, going all the way up to very sophisticated pieces of equipment. And for you homeschoolers, this is a great way to have an interesting, fun project for these boys and girls, isn't it, Tom?
It is, John. It really is. And a lot of these kits are very inexpensive. And all the parts and a circuit board and everything you need to put it together is included. And it's also a very good way to learn how to solder parts to a circuit board. You learn about soldering irons and the different skills needed there to put these parts on the boards. It makes makes for a good way to gather those skills.
Absolutely. Well, we get to... I get emails and I forward them to you, Tom, of men and women who, because of listening to us on these Friday mornings, they got started in ham radio. They found a local ham radio club. They get their license. They build their radio shack. And they send me photographs of the radio shack and their towers and antennas. And they're so happy and proud of what they've done, aren't they, Tom?
Yeah, they are. And that's a great thing. You know, they've picked up on it and learned about it. And now they're putting their stations together. And some people have put up towers. Some have just gone with the very basic equipment. And I don't want anybody to think that you have to spend thousands of dollars to get set up in ham radio. You can start with just a few hundred dollars on your first station. You don't have to spend that much money. And you don't always need a tower. Some people want large towers, but you don't necessarily need that. Most of my antennas have always been just wires strung up through trees, and they're almost invisible. In fact, I have to look pretty hard to see the wires myself, because I've just shot a slingshot over the top of the trees and with some fishing line, and then pulled the wire back up over the trees and connected it up, and that was my antenna. Now, on VHF and UHF frequencies, you might want something a little bit better, and all I do is I made some brackets that I could strap a 10-foot pole around the chimney on the house, and then I put a dual band antenna up there, VHF and UHF antenna for the ham frequencies, and that works quite well. And with that, on the 2 meter and the 450 megahertz or 440 megahertz ham band, I can talk quite a ways, sometimes 50, 60 miles with that. So it works pretty good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, this is something that is fun in normal times and a matter of life and death in hard times. We'll be getting more reports from Teddy about what's going on in Hawaii and what an involvement of the ham radio people. In the meantime, Tom, we got a caller here. We got Pete in Washington. Good morning, Pete.
Morning.
You're on air, Pete.
I have a question for Tom. I was going to get back into ham radio. I'm 79 years old, but I couldn't afford to buy anything, and lo and behold, a guy gave me a transceiver, which is a Kenwood single sideband transceiver, TS-120S, and I wanted to ask Tom if that is a usable radio, or is that a good one?
Well, that's, you it's got some years on it, but it's still a viable piece of equipment if you fire it up and put an antenna on it, even 50 feet of wire stuck into the center part of the antenna connector on there would allow you to listen. I wouldn't transmit on that, but you'd be able to listen and see if you can hear anybody. I don't think you'll have any trouble with it. I've never owned that particular unit, but the Kenwoods are pretty good equipment. I have a couple of Kenwoods, but the one that I've had for many years is a TS-440, and that was a real popular unit, and it's a very nice piece of equipment, but they did have a couple of little technical glitches. As they got older, there was some insulating material in the voltage-controlled oscillator, and it would go bad, and it would it just caused all kinds of troubles with the phase lock loop. So you had to use a toothpick or something and pick all that stuff out of the coil, and then you could recoat it with something a little bit better. I made my own coating for it. I took a whole lot of styrofoam and melted it down in acetone, and I made my own goop with that I could spread on that coil to then secure it, and that fixed that problem. So it was just a little bit of microsurgery, but that was on that. I don't know if the TS-120 suffers from that problem, but the 440 did big time, and I don't know, and they called it the dot problem because the phase lock loop could not lock up and lock the frequency, and so instead of showing the frequency you're on, it just had a bunch of decimal points all the way across the screen. And once you got that old material out of that, scraped it all out of there and recoated that coil, it would keep doing that. Now, sometimes mine would come on and show those dots, but then after a while it warmed up a little bit. It went away and it was working properly. So it wasn't real bad. You could work around it a little bit, but I got tired of messing with it, so I just went ahead and repaired it. And to this day, that's still a very good unit. I bought it used, so I was the second or third owner, and I bought it in 1988. And I've had that thing all these years. I don't use it that much, but it still works fine. So I would think your TS-120 would be every bit as nice. That could be a very early 80s or maybe a late 70s type of unit. Do you know, is there any dates or date codes or anything on it?
No, there isn't. But the guy that gave it to me, he had it on a boat for, I think he said, about 20 years. And he said it worked all that time. And then when he moved into this area, he brought a whole lot of ham equipment with him. And he had no idea, of its present state. And I haven't fired it up yet. And I was wondering, too, will it run with the microphone off of it?
Well, as a receiver, sure, you can unplug the microphone and just use it as a receiver. In fact, I'm not sure, but most of them would also function as a general coverage shortwave receiver. So if that one does, and I'm not sure, I don't have the specs in front of me, but if it allows you to listen outside of the ham bands, and many of them do, nowadays most of them do, and yeah, you'd be able to tune the entire shortwave spectrum. One thing you might be looking for, though, is any kind of corrosion. Open the thing up and see if there's any corrosion, because a saltwater environment is really bad on a lot of electronic equipment if it's not designed.
Yeah, this wouldn't have saltwater. This was big boats.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no problem then.
There's no general coverage I can find on it, although there's a place in the back one could plug in an independent VFO. That might, if that applies to the receiver, too, that might work.
Well, most of these radios had an optional external VFO, so you could operate on, you could transmit on one frequency, and you could receive on another one that's nearby, all in the same band.
Okay.
and things like that. And that was called split operation. Although my TS-440 has split, and you push a button, and then you can tune the transmit to this frequency, and then you have the receive on another frequency. You can do things like that. A lot of that's already built in. I'm just not familiar that much with the TS-120. I think it's a little bit of a smaller radio, too. It's not real large.
It's really heavy. It's small and really heavy.
Yeah, they usually, well, it might have a power supply built in if it's real heavy.
It does. It has a power supply built in it with a big fan on it.
Yeah,
and it says on the back that it's a 20-amp input.
Oh, now that might need a 12-volt power supply, but there's a lot of large metal heat sinks in these things, and that's what gives them a lot of weight. And yeah. That fan is to draw air across the final amplifier. You need to keep
Hold
the
on, gentlemen.
Power
we'll
amplifier cool
this conversation after the break. After the
okay,
break,
thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Tom, we get the feedback back from men and women who get started in ham radio, the homeschoolers who are delighted to find another way to help their youngsters get a really complete and comprehensive education. It's all very positive, isn't it, sir?
It is, John, and I really think it's a good thing to get the young people interested and let them find out that there's more to communications than a cell phone and their laptop computer and tablets and all that. And it's a good thing to show them how all of this happened, that the cell phone industry came out of ham radio. It was ham operators that really did a lot of the work and the early experimenting, and then the big companies where they work started, well, Motorola, for instance. I'd say almost all of the people doing the research and coming up with the early cell phone equipment, they were all ham operators. I knew a couple of them. In fact, I used to do some business with Motorola in Schaumburg, Illinois, where they did the a lot of the cell phone, or they would do the new products and all that, and they would just do a lot of the design work, and I made some printed circuits for them. So it was all because I knew these guys and had known them for a while. And so it was, and that's another thing to keep in mind. If you get into ham radio, it's almost like some kind of a fraternity or something. And if you're in business and your business happens to deal with electronics or communications equipment, that it will be an automatic in for you. You will be able to, you don't have to go through the front door. They'll bring you right in through the back or the side door. You get right into the operation and you're doing business with them. You can bypass all the front office malarkey that goes on and get right in there and deal with the engineers doing the actual work. So a ham radio can really help a young person to get a really good early start in the communications industry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's all very positive. It's very doable. The expense is very low and can be kept low. Obviously, you can spend a lot of money if you choose to, but you don't need to spend a lot of money, do you, Tom?
No, you don't. Well, the last caller got the radio for free, so he's off to a good start right there. And he can get on the air with that Kenwood TS-120 and get a good understanding of how it all works, and then maybe pass that radio on to another person that's getting started when he upgrades and gets something bigger and better. And that goes on all the time. So getting just the equipment for free, that's a great start. And that does happen quite a bit, John. There'll be some older hams that are maybe moving to a retirement center, and they need to get rid of some of the equipment. And if they find a person just getting started, many times they're more than happy to pass on not only some valuable knowledge, but some actual equipment that might help that person get a good start with almost zero investment.
Absolutely. Tom, thank you very much. We'll talk soon. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Okay, we got to top our break. We'll be back with my pastor, Pastor Evan Bell. We'll stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.